These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 20th. Joining us again today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, looks like soybeans led the charge. Big gains there for the soy complex. What was going on?
Yeah, that's the shining star today for darn sure. Soy is a new highs for the move, almost new contract highs. Right off the highs were made back in early June, late May, 14 and a quarter. It's just a combination of pretty good fundamentals and some geopolitical stuff going the way of the grains, and the market's liking it, particularly the soys, and it's rallied as a result. There was really no fresh news to speak of today, but the market's riding these fundamentals. The first one is Russia-Ukraine. Of course, you watch the news every morning, at night or whenever you watch it, they've got all these tanks on the border. It's pretty intimidating. And even Joe Biden says that they're going to come in for sure. Russia is. And the meaning of that is that probably immediately economic sanctions against Russia, probably in the form of some kind of embargo, which is going to cut their exports and give the U.S. The business. So it's potentially very bullish to the grains if Russia does indeed invade Ukraine. So the market's feeding off that fundamental. Wheat market may have run its course in that. The wheat was up about over 50 cents for 2 days. Now today they're taking some profits. Of course, looking in another weekend, and this time of the year, the weekend with the weather in South America, these are big deals. And speaking of South America, that's the second main fundamental, South American weather. Yes, we did have some rain last weekend, but it may have been just a cursory thing. We're back to some hot and dry. There's talk down there that total corn and bean production for the whole South American continent is going to be down 20 million metric tons in both corn and beans. And that's feeding the market, along with this Ukraine news. That's a double barrel punch and pretty powerful. A third factor to look at is inflation. We mention that most every day. You're reminded of it, unfortunately, every day when you go to the grocery store or fill up your car with gas. Highest inflation in 40 years. It's pretty amazing. And the funds are in there buying because of that feeling that, a rising tide floats all boats, and inflation will lift the grain prices in 2022, and they want to even out their portfolio. So there's some of that going on as well. So you put all that together, and it adds up to new highs for the move in beans, up 33 right now. At one time, they were up darn near 40 cents. Corn market wheat have trailed off a little, but they've made pretty good rallies in recent days. On to the meats. The big news in the meats is this hog market. My golly, look at this 260 thing. It's just shot up, like a shot out of a cannon the last three, 4 days. Market couldn't get out of its own way for the longest time. If you look at the chart of Feb cattle, back and forth, up and down, couldn't hold a rally. And all of a sudden, in the last six, seven trading days, Feb hogs have gone from 77 to 84, almost 85. I mean, that's amazing. It's an $8 move in just a short period of time, and usually signifies that a low is in. And I think we talked about maybe the low being indicated a few days ago in the market, I think before the weekend, up $3 before the long weekend. So what's happened is the supplies are down. And part of that has to do with COVID. COVID has kept people home. Worker absenteeism. They get the darn thing. It's not serious, but they do have to quarantine. And that's less people at the packing plants, less meat and pork. And that's friendly to the market. And the hogs are basically feeding off that single factor in why they've run up $78 here in just a short time. Cattle market, on the other hand, is being, the corn's down a little today, but it's been up the last couple of days. And the corn goes up, the feeders go down, that pulls the fats down a little bit.
Bill, always great insight. How can our listeners get some more information today about the markets if they have any questions?
630-947-5176 or wmoore@pricegroup.com. Sign up for my newsletter, Agmaster. It's a complimentary letter. Or the company website, www.pricegroup.com. Check out the bios and Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been at Price a long time. We'll be glad to help you out.
Again, that's Bill Moore with Price Futures Group. Again, that's Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. We'll take a look at the settlement prices up next.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the Board of Trade, May corn down a quarter at 610 and 3 quarters. July corn down 3 quarters at 606 and a half. May soybeans up 33 and 3 quarters at 1434 and a half. July soybeans up 32 and a quarter at 1438 and 3 quarters. April live cattle down 17 cents at 143.17. April feeder cattle down 52 at 169.52. April lean hogs up 265 at $94. I'm Brent Barnett on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.